Stay tuned after the show for a message from Chevron.
Breaking news today, long gas lines across the viewing area.
Many people we've talked to say they're frustrated. They've gone days without a reliable way to get gas.
30% of stations are reportedly out of fuel. This is like when we ran out of toilet paper and Lysol during the pandemic.
I'm Anthony Adragna, and this is Politico Energy. Over a month ago, the largest ransomware attack on American energy infrastructure left thousands racing to the gas stations.
Colonial Pipeline.
Colonial Pipeline.
Colonial Pipeline is critical to the nation's gas supply.
And yesterday,
Joseph Blount is the president and CEO of Colonial Pipeline. Do you swear that the testimony you will give before this committee will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you. You may be seated.
Senators got to hear from Colonial Pipeline CEO, Joseph Blount.
Americans rely on us to get fuel to the pump, but so do cities and local governments. We supply fuel for critical operations, such as airports, ambulances, and first responders.
Today, Politico's Ben Lefebvre on the lingering questions about the attack and what it means for the future of the energy infrastructure cybersecurity. It's Wednesday, June 9th.
There were basically two streams of questioning. The first stream was basically trying to set out a timeline of when did Colonial first hear about the attack.
Just 1 month ago, we were the victims of a ransomware attack. DarkSide demanded a financial payment in exchange for a key to unlock the impacted systems. We had cyber defenses in place, but the unfortunate reality is that those defenses were compromised.
When did the company first contact the feds? And then when did the company pay ransom? And the answer being...
I also now state publicly that we quietly and quickly worked with the law enforcement in this matter from the start, which may have helped lead to the substantial recovery of funds announced by the DOJ this week.
Right when we heard about the attack, we notified the FBI in Atlanta, and they put us in touch with another FBI section in San Francisco that specifically worked on issues with DarkSide.
The attack forced us to make difficult choices in real time that no company ever wants to face.
That stream of questioning was basically getting to, did Colonial pay the ransom with knowledge of the feds? The other stream of questioning had to do with how much cyber defense did Colonial actually have, especially given that it was a critical part of the nation's infrastructure for energy deliveries, fuel deliveries. And you saw this kind of coming out in a kind of a, I don't want to say surprising, but interesting way, where you saw Senators Hassan and Senator Josh Hawley to basically say, why was a company this big, this important to fuel deliveries, kind of penetrated by cyber hackers?
What do you invest in cybersecurity every year?
It's a great question, Senator. We invest over $200 million over the last 5 years in our IT systems.
I would imagine all cyber defense is IT, but not all IT is cyber defense. Senator Hassan kind of took Blount to task on this, saying private sector in general needs to take cybersecurity more seriously than it has. And, you know, the government might need to step in and, you know, put down some standards if the companies aren't, you know, willing to voluntarily get their houses in order.
We also learned that the company made the decision to pay this ransom very, very quickly. Why was that?
Blount put it as a question of national security, which is something you've heard.
It was the hardest decision I've made in my 39 years in the energy industry. And I know how critical our pipeline is to the country. And I put the interests of the country first.
But he said, you know, if we would have kept this pipeline down, the country would have gotten into more trouble. So while the CEO said, this is why we had to pay ransom, I didn't want, you know, the country to plunge into further darkness because of, you know, gasoline shortages, others would, you know, kind of flip that on its head and say,
given your market power, given the reliance of consumers, given the sheer number of consumers you serve, why didn't you take up the Transportation Security Administration's offer to do a comprehensive cybersecurity review of the pipeline?
If it's so important for these pipelines to be running, we can't, you know, solely entrust the private sector to do the right thing here. We need to have a federal role as well to make sure these cyber attacks aren't as successful in the future.
Given, again, your status, given the reliance on you, what do you think Congress ought to require of your company and companies like it going forward?
Senator, great question. I think what Congress should require is that we have a focus on safety and security of this critical asset, and I think we've demonstrated that over the last 57 years of responsible ownership and operations.
And you mentioned that Republicans in particular were not on the same page about whether Colonial should have paid the ransom. What were the various arguments there?
We heard Senator Ron Johnson kind of make the case of, well, you know, they had to pay ransom. But then you had others like Senator Hawley saying, well, look.
Colonial's distributed almost all of your profits, sometimes more actually, in the form of dividends to your investors. What are you doing in terms of your investment for cybersecurity? I know you're paying your investors well.
You know, what kind of priorities is that showing? So the populist kind of route the Republicans have been taking over a number of issues is kind of flaring up in this pipeline issue as well, as, you know, don't pay the ransom. You're just going to encourage, bad actors against, you know, well, how could we blame them for paying ransom? They have to keep things operating.
So, I mean, obviously, this attack underscored just how essential this company was to our supply of energy, at least in parts of the country. Was there a conclusion? Did senators decide one way or another whether or not the company had taken adequate cybersecurity precautions before this attack?
It seemed to me that there was pretty broad agreement that it hadn't. Ranking member, Rob Portman, the senator from Ohio, his opening statement and his line of questioning was very pointed of, why was not more done to prevent this? I think there's pretty broad support for the government getting more involved than it had. And the Colonial CEO said he was happy to have the government kind of work as a clearinghouse.
Private industry alone can't do everything, can't solve the problem totally by themselves. So it's the partnership between private and government is very important to fight this ongoing slot of cyber attacks around the world.
Collecting information from other companies who may have had a cyber attack so they could kind of share, best practices or share information that would, help the afflicted companies kind of, figure out what they're dealing with.
Lastly, what did the Colonial CEO say about what he's doing now to avoid a repeat? And, I feel like the clearinghouse idea for the government's been out there for a while. Do we have any sense as to what the government may be prepared to do here to step in?
No, I mean, the government is still trying to work out what it exactly wants to do. Everyone thinks there needs to be some sort of minimum standards that companies have to adhere to. But there was, I didn't hear anything in this hearing that pointed to, any big broad action to come yet, though I imagine things are kind of in the writing stage. The CEO basically said, we're going to, spend more, they kept pointing to, whatever our chief technology officer needs, we're, she's going to get it to kind of beef up the cyber defense from the company. But there again, there was no real specifics.
We are further hardening our cyber defenses. We have rebuilt and restored our critical IT systems and are continuing to enhance our safeguards. But we are not where I want us to be. If our CIO needs resources, she will get them.
I'm sure this company is going to do something given the scale of the incident it just went through, but I didn't get any sense of exactly what, and I don't know if they would want to say exactly what they'll be doing.
Today at noon, Colonial Pipeline CEO will return to the Hill, taking questions from the House Homeland Security Committee. If you like our show, then like it. Leave us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. It helps more people find the show. Some of the music in today's show came from The Mysterious Breakmaster Cylinder. I'm Anthony Dragna, and I'll talk to you again tomorrow.